Perimenopause and menopause can start earlier than most people think and can impact nearly every part of life. The good news? You don't have to just deal with it. That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty offers modern personalized hormone therapy, including bioidentical estradiol and progesterone to help bring your body back into balance. Whether you're dealing with hot flashes, mood swings, or brain fog, Effecty's treatments are designed to ease symptoms and help you feel like you again. I'm in my 40s and perimenopause has hit me hard and really does just make you feel not like yourself. I've been working with Effecty for a while and you can get treatments that are specifically tailored to whatever it is that you're dealing with. I love it because it's so convenient. Everything happens online, from the medical intake to prescription and delivery. So whether you live in a big city or a rural town, Effecty brings expert menopause care right to your door with no waiting rooms, no pharmacy lines. So if you're struggling with sleep, mood swings, low libido, or just don't feel like yourself, it might be time to look at your hormones, and Effecty can help. Right now, you can get $50 off at Effecty.com with code ATTWG at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use ATTWG for $50 off. Start your journey to feeling better.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is June 23rd. On this day in 1965, police in Houston, Texas, stepped into what looked like just another quiet house in a quiet neighborhood. But what they found inside was anything but ordinary. What they stumbled upon would launch one of Texas's most baffling missing persons cases, a double murder, a vanished son, and a mystery that remains unsolved to this day. Today, we're taking a closer look at the Icebox murders and the strange disappearance of Charles Rogers. Let's get started. The Montrose area of Houston was and still is a charming neighborhood. It's a quiet community full of trees and modest homes. But on June 23, 1965, that quiet was interrupted when police showed up at 1815 Driscoll Street to check on Fred and Edwina Rogers, a couple who hadn't been seen for several days. They were described by neighbors as quiet and polite. They weren't exactly the type of people you'd expect to find at the center of a murder mystery. They lived with their adult son, Charles, who was rarely seen and kept to himself, living up in the attic apartment. Concern first started brewing when Edwina missed her regular phone calls and appointments. Her nephew, Marvin Martin, got worried and asked the police to do a welfare check. What happens next haunted detectives for years. The house was locked up tight and there were no signs of a break-in. But once police got inside, they noticed how oddly clean everything was. It felt like someone had gone to great lengths to scrub the place down. Then, an officer opened the fridge. At first, it looked like the refrigerator was full of large cuts of meat. But something wasn't right. Then, they spotted 2 human heads tucked inside the vegetable drawer. Fred and Edwina's dismembered bodies had been carefully wrapped and stored in the fridge like leftovers. It was beyond horrifying. Further investigation found that the organs had been flushed down the toilet and blood was discovered around the house, though it had clearly been cleaned up. Whoever had done this had taken their time. The state of the remains suggested that the murders had happened a few days earlier, most likely on Father's Day, June 20th. The dismemberment was so clean and precise that police began to wonder if the killer had some sort of medical or anatomical training. When police searched the attic apartment, they found that Charles's private living space was neat, organized, and most importantly, empty. There were no signs of a struggle. He was just gone. Charles Rogers had vanished, and the hunt was on. So, who exactly was Charles Rogers? That's where the story starts to get even stranger. Born in 1921, Charles is the only child of Fred and Edwina. By all accounts, he was incredibly smart. He studied nuclear physics, became a licensed pilot, served in World War II, and later worked as a seismologist for Shell Oil. He was also a recluse. People who knew him said that he was brilliant, but deeply introverted. He spoke multiple languages and communicated with other radio enthusiasts through ham radio, but other than that, kept to himself almost completely. Even when he moved back in with his parents in the late 1950s, he reportedly only communicated with them by slipping notes under the door. Neighbors barely ever saw him. He used a back entrance to get up to his attic apartment, avoided small talk, and lived surrounded by books, maps, and electronics. There were also whispers, though, that Charles thought his parents were stealing from him and maybe even forging his signature. Some people believe that his mother, Edwina, was manipulative and controlling. Charles's mental state is still a matter of debate. Was he suffering from paranoia? Or was there something more to it? When police dug into his room after the murders, they found maps of South America with locations circled, books on survival, and evidence that he was obsessed with espionage and intelligence tactics. With Charles as their prime suspect, police expected the manhunt to produce results. But days turned into weeks and no one could find him. His car was gone, and so was his passport. However, there was no activity on his bank account. Authorities speculated that he might have fled the country. Some thought that he could have taken a ship out of Houston or made his way to Mexico. The circled maps in his attic pointed investigators towards Central and South America, but no confirmed sightings ever came. People who understood spycraft, though, said that Charles was exactly the type of person who could vanish. One detective even said, quote, "If anyone could disappear without a trace, it was him," end quote. 10 years after the murders, with no sign of him, Charles was declared legally dead. But the police were still convinced that he was responsible. In fact, in the 1990s, the Houston PD closed the case, officially naming Charles Rogers as the killer. They just never caught him. The longer Charles stayed missing, the more theories emerged. Some of them were outlandish, like the one taken from a 1992 book claiming that Charles was involved in the assassination of JFK. According to this theory, Charles had CIA ties and was one of the three tramps seen on Dealey Plaza on the day Kennedy was shot. The book even suggested that his parents found out too much and had to be silenced. More grounded theories suggest that Charles may have suffered from a psychological break or had simply been pushed too far by years of tension in the house. Some think that his upbringing, his isolation, and his possible paranoia created the perfect storm that ended in violence. Whether you believe that Charles was a secret agent or just a troubled man, the fact remains. Charles Rogers vanished, and he's never been found. More than 50 years later, the Eisbach murders remain one of Houston's most notorious cases. And even though police say that they've solved it, the fact that Charles was never arrested or confirmed dead means that the mystery still lingers. The house on Driscoll Street was torn down in the early 90s, but that didn't stop the speculation. Some people are still convinced that Charles is out there somewhere living under a new name. And it's not just the horror of the murders that keeps people fascinated. It's the mystery. In today's world of digital footprints and surveillance cameras, it's almost impossible to imagine someone disappearing the way that Charles Rogers did in 1965. But he did. And until someone finds evidence to the contrary, the story of the Icebox murders remains a chilling puzzle. One part tragedy, one part enigma, and one part ghost story. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found today's story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.